If you want to help us make more audio porn, now's the best time to support the project on Patreon. Till the end of November, you get maximum discount for annual membership. So for less than $2 or £2 per month, you get early access to audio, ad-free in your podcast feed, access to tons of bonus content, plus a card in December to say thanks for chipping in. Patreon.com/girlonthenet.
This is Dirty Dogger, written and read by Molly Moore.
What about you, Gina? Fancy a bit of late-night dogging?
Gina felt the heat of embarrassment flush at her cheeks as the lads continued their banter between themselves.
I hear old Malcolm goes regular-like.
Malcolm was in his early 50s. He worked on the front gate, letting the lorries and staff in and out. He was a quiet man who would wave Gina through the gates in the morning, but never really spoke to anyone. Gina had heard them talking about the dogging site before, when they came in for tea or lunch. At first she had thought they were making it up, but the more she listened in, the more it seemed that they were not. She found herself wanting to ask them how they knew and where it took place, but she knew if she expressed too much interest, they would start teasing her and probably telling everyone at the depot that she was into dogging too, like they did to poor Malcolm. And so she listened to them, and went home to her little flat at night. And when everything was dark and she was safely tucked into her bed, she would reach between her thighs and rub frantically at her clit while she imagined what it would be like to drive her car to one of those dogging spots and let all the men there watch her as she rubbed herself for them. Gina was a shy, quiet girl. She lived alone and worked full-time at the depot in the canteen. She liked her job and loved her little flat. Sometimes she was a bit lonely, but she had her cat and her books, and if she felt the need for company, she would go on dating sites and find someone who lived in the city or another town. She would drive up and meet them, usually for a drink, sometimes dinner, but she always booked a cheap hotel for the night, and rarely did she head back to her room alone. Mostly they were disappointing, though. Oh, it was nice to be touched and have company, but most of them were too nice, too gentle and focused on giving her a good time. So many men seemed to want to take up home with their head between her thighs, when what she wanted was to have her head held firmly between their thighs with their dick slamming into the back of her throat. Every now and then she would get lucky and hook up with one who would give her the brutal, aggressive fuck she lived for, but they were few and far between. Gina knew she was different, not like the other girls she'd gone to school with or the few women at work who had boyfriends and talked about marriage and babies. Gina had no desire for either, and no desire to have a man move in with her either. She was totally able to look after herself, but also fairly sure a boyfriend was not going to be into buying sex toys and watching porn. Not that anyone had ever told her that. It was just something she had picked up from how other women talked about their men. The dogging idea haunted her. She'd not been on one of her trips to the city for a couple of months now because she couldn't stop thinking about what it would be like to go to one of those places and see what happened. Would it be all men? Would she be the only woman on her own? She knew from listening to the lads at work that couples would go sometimes. When she looked for dogging on the internet, all the porn she found was about men being with men, or couples going and finding single guys, or just being watched. No mention of single women when it came to dogging. Malcolm thanked her for the tea and picked up his change.
"Hey, Malk, been to any good dogging sites lately?"
one of the drivers called across the room. Malcolm's eyes met Gina's. And instantly she knew it was true. She could see the truth right there in his eyes. Instead of looking away, she let her mouth twitch into a little wry smile and held his gaze just a moment too long. Now he knew too. The look in his eyes shifted from one of discomfort and guilt to one of recognition. That evening, when Gina left work, she didn't just drive out through the barrier when Malcolm let it up, but stopped and wound down her window. Where? Was all she said when he approached the car. He seemed confused for a moment, but then caught up with what she was asking. He was silent as he appraised her, and she knew he was trying to decide if he could share or not. Would the information end up being shouted across the canteen at him by some idiot? I'm not going to tell, she said. I just want to know. He squinted down at her, but then muttered to himself, I guess it's always the quiet ones. Do you know Yardley Woods? Not the main car park, but if you drive up Yardley Lane, at the top, where it meets Beacon Hill, there's a track there which leads to another car park on the side of the woods. It's kind of hidden, but a smart girl, you'll be able to find it, I'm sure. She didn't even say thank you, but just wound up the window and drove away. The first time Gina drove up there, it was a Saturday afternoon. She didn't expect to find anything happening, but she wanted to find the place in the daylight. There were a couple of cars parked in the corner. One was empty, and at the other there was a lady in boots loading what appeared to be a bear, but was actually a dog, into the boot. Gina parked and sat for a bit. There was plenty of car tracks, which implied that this space was well frequented, and yet for a warm Saturday afternoon it seemed deserted. She got out and wandered round the space a bit. It was protected on all sides from the woods, and the only entrance and exit for the cars was the dirt track that she had driven down. Just as she got back into her car, she noticed the used condom on the ground right next to her front tyre. She kicked at it with the toe of her trainer. A little buzz of excitement zinged through her, and when she got back into the driver's seat, she could feel the wetness between her legs. She drove home and made herself come, thinking about that condom and who might have discarded it. She went back on a couple more afternoons over the next few weeks. Sometimes there was a car or two, but other times there was no one. She did find more used condoms, though, and on one visit she found a red thong discarded in the corner of the car park. She waited, listening to make sure no one was coming, and then snatched them up and slid them into her pocket. Back in the car, she examined them. There was a leaf sticking to them, but mostly they seemed fairly unscathed for having been left on the ground. But when she examined the gusset, there was the telltale silvery stain of someone's juices dried upon the material that told Gina that someone had worn this thong, someone who was wet and juicy. She lifted the thong to her face and breathed in. When she left the car park that time, her fingers smelled of her own juices, and her cunt continued to twitch slightly as the orgasm she had given herself subsided. The first time she went at night, there was no one there. Disappointment coursed through her as she turned into the car park to find it completely empty, her headlights sweeping round the whole place as she turned to drive out again. Was she too early? Too late? Wrong night? There was only one way to find out. The joy of living alone meant no one cared that she was out night after night. Sometimes she visited the car park multiple times in an evening just to make sure that she wasn't missing some late night action. Then, one Friday, as she drove up the lane towards the entrance to the track, she realised there was a car up ahead of her. She slowed and let it go ahead. It seemed to pause by the junction and then turn. As it did, it killed its headlights, leaving just the low side lights glowing as it disappeared into the woods. Gina's heart leapt in her chest. She pulled up into the side of the lane, tucking her car as far into the bushes as possible, turned out the lights and waited. Within half an hour, six other cars had passed her and driven down the track. Her heart thumped in her chest as she pulled back onto the road and drove down the now very familiar path. The cars were dotted around the space, a couple close together, others more spread out, one over in the corner all alone. Gina pulled into the opposite corner and sat and watched. There was a group of about eight men, all gathered round the two cars parked close together. She could see they were peering into the windows. There was a glow of light from the front seat and the car's engine was running, but she couldn't really make out what was happening. Then she noticed one of the men wander round the back of the car, and she could clearly see he had his hard dick firmly grasped in his hand. Gina reached down, pulled her skirt up round her waist and spread her thighs. The shadowy figure by her window made her nearly jump out of her skin. Where had he come from? He'd not been there a moment ago. She instinctively snatched her legs together and tugged her skirt down a bit. The man didn't move, though, and when she looked up into his face, he was smiling, and she watched as he mouthed the words, "Carry on," to her through the window. For a brief moment, she thought about turning tail and leaving. But then she thought about all the times she had come looking for this, all the times she had got herself off to the thought of being surrounded by men watching her wank, and she slowly tugged her skirt back up, and as she did so, flipped the little light on over her head to give the watcher a better look. Her hand reached down between her thighs, and her fingertips ran through the silky wetness that was clinging to her labia. Her clit throbbed, and she let out a little sigh as her fingers found the tender knot of flesh and started to rub. It was then that she noticed her watcher was no longer alone. There were men at both her windows and a couple standing at the end of her bonnet, their eyes fixated on her face as she spread her legs wider. At one point, someone tried the door handle, making her jump again. She was glad she'd thought to lock herself in. Someone else knocked on the window by her face and shouted through the glass at her, "Push your seat back, love. Let us see you properly." And she did, pushing it back as far as it would go, which gave her room to slide down in the seat and put her feet up on the dashboard either side of the steering wheel. She spread herself open with her fingers, letting them see her swollen, wet snatch. Through the small gap in the window that she had left opened slightly to stop the windows steaming up, she heard the collective murmur of appreciation from the dogging group in response to her show. The thought of them all watching her, wanting her, made her blood boil with desire. They were like a pack of wolves surrounding their prey, and the thought of them opening the door and dragging her out into the night made her groan with lust. With one hand, she rubbed at her clit, and with the other, she pounded her fingers into her hole, thrusting them in with a jabbing motion that made her breasts jiggle beneath her shirt. All around, there seemed to be men standing and watching, their trousers open, their cocks out, some of them slowly stroking themselves, while others were jerking away with a more determined rhythm. Who would come first, her or one of them? As one of them pressed his cock up against the glass by her face, the thought of winding the window down and taking him in her mouth leapt into her mind, and that was enough to trigger her orgasm. She came, her cunt muscles squeezing her fingers in tight little pulses as she continued to thrust her fingers in and out of herself. She briefly considered winding the window down a little bit more and asking if one of them wanted to suck the juices off her fingers, but she decided against it. She had told herself that no matter what, she would not get out the car, and she was going to stick to that promise. So she shifted her seat back into place, started the engine, and waited as the men stepped back to give her enough space to manoeuvre her car out of the dogging car park. All the way home, the thought of letting one of them lick her fingers or even sucking one of them through the window played in her mind. She wanted to be home quickly. She wanted to come again. She parked her car outside her flat and leapt out, banging the door behind her. She glanced back just as she pressed the button on her key to lock the doors, and as the signal lights flashed on, she saw it. A slick of wet on the side of the driver's door. She stood staring at it. Was it? She walked back to the car and bent down to get a closer look. Gina let out a little gasp as she realised that one of the dogging men had jizzed on the side of her car. Dirty fuck, she thought to herself as she trailed her fingers through the slick of moisture. She considered tasting it, but realised the dirt from the road probably would mean it didn't taste good. So instead, she wiped it on the side of her cheek. Dirty fuck, she thought again. But this time she was thinking about herself, not about the man who had left his spunk on her car door. The next day, as she was tidying the last of the food away in the canteen, she realised Malcolm was standing in the doorway to the kitchen. "Do you want something, Malcolm?" she asked, drying her hands on her apron. "I could ask you the same thing," he responded. "Sorry," she replied, confusion showing on her face. "They all wanted to fuck you, you know, and I think that you want that too. Did you think about sucking one of them off through the window? I'm pretty sure you did. Shall I tell them you'll be back, and this time the doors will be unlocked?" You were there?" Gina stammered, heat flashing her face at the thought of him seeing her and the words he was saying. He didn't answer, just smiled at her. "So?" he prompted. She glared across the room at him, embarrassment but also desire flooding through her and making her wet. "I'm going to take that as a yes then, dirty little dogger," he said. "You are going to be a popular one for sure." And he turned and left the room. She shut the door behind him and let the lock click into place. She came before Malcolm even got to the end of the corridor, her legs trembling as she leant up against the wall and the words "dirty dogger" ringing in her ears. If you enjoyed this story, you can find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.